Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is A God Who Doesn't Ever Leave Us. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A God Who Doesn't Ever Leave Us, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Hebrews 13:5. Many of us have experienced someone we love leave us, whether in a relationship, friendship, parent, grandparent, or child. And when they leave, it often feels devastating to us, whether it was by their own choice or something they couldn't prevent, such as death. When a parent, friend, spouse, child leaves, whether by their choice or not, it often leaves us with a gaping hole that no other person, although they may try their best, is able to fill. Still, God reminds us in 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, that He is with us, and even in these times, we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. After Jesus' crucifixion, His disciples felt the loss of His presence, feeling devastated and grief-stricken at the traumatic events that took His life. Even though Jesus had taught them beforehand what was to come concerning His death and resurrection, they didn't really grasp the reality and significance of what He was telling them. While still with them, Jesus promises He will not leave them alone. In John 14:16, He tells them, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." He tells them again in John 14:26, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Still later in John 15:26, Jesus describes more, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, He will testify about Me." John the Baptist also told of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on Him, and I myself did not know Him. But the one who sent Me to baptize with water told Me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.'" John 1:32-33. Although Jesus stressed the significance and importance of His leaving to His disciples and the good that would come to them in doing so, they didn't understand. "But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment about sin, because people do not believe in me. John 16:7-9. Still again in John 16:13-14, Jesus assures them, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you." Jesus kept his promise to the disciples. John 20:22 describes how after his resurrection, he came to them, and with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He told them too, there was even more to come, as Luke 24:49 describes, "I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Jesus keeps his promises to us too. When we receive salvation through Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit come and live within us, so that we are not ever alone on earth. From within us, he helps us, leads us, and teaches us God's Word. Intersecting Faith in Life. If you're feeling alone today because someone has left your life, know that God will not ever leave you. Believe that he has given you the Holy Spirit to comfort and help you through each day. Further reading, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," the Bible meaning of God's promise.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.